It's hard to believe that less than 100 years ago, here on our own continent, the Catholic Church was persecuted and suppressed. With our neighbors to the south in Mexico, a predominantly Catholic country, there was a new president and a new government regime that came in and suppressed and persecuted the Catholic Church. Both priests and the lay faithful were imprisoned and executed in some instances for the practice of their faith in public worship. I was able to study Spanish during my time in seminary in Guadalajara, Mexico, and my afternoon teacher told me about some of the stories from her parents and grandparents, how they themselves harbored priests in their home. They had a possession that is prized among their family, a little wooden box that the priests would use as a tabernacle in their home. Only 100 years ago, here so close to us, our faith was persecuted. They had to celebrate it underground in private. And it was during this time that Blessed Miguel Pro was a Jesuit priest in Mexico. And so he had to celebrate the sacraments underground. He went around in disguises, celebrating clandestine liturgies. He'd dress up as a beggar so that he wouldn't be suspected. It was illegal to wear religious garb during those days. He would dress up as a police officer so that he could get into the prisons and bring the sacraments to those who were being persecuted in prison. And it was during this time that he was accused falsely of an assassination attempt of one of the government officials. And so then without trial, they brought him and others to be executed by firing squad. And so right before Blessed Miguel was executed, he asked if he could kneel in prayer. And so he did. He knelt there in prayer. And then right before the guns went off, he held out his arms like this in imitation of Christ with a rosary in his hand. And his last words were, "Viva Cristo Rey." Long live Christ the King. And then he was shot and executed for the practice of his faith. Long live Christ the King. The government officials actually invited journalists to take photos of the execution because they wanted to send a message to all of those throughout the country that this is what happens if you oppose the regime. And so there were photographers there, and there were pictures that we have today of Blessed Miguel kneeling in prayer and holding out his arms. They were plastered on every newspaper to send a warning, but it had the opposite effect. When the faithful saw these photos of this priest being executed, the photos galvanized them. It strengthened them and their resistance against this tyranny. I can't imagine that they must have seen this picture of one of their own and thought of Jesus with his arms outstretched. Another man who was unjustly condemned, but who laid down his life freely. And you have to examine the words that Miguel said. His last words weren't, "We need a new president." His last words weren't, "Things need to change here in Mexico." His last words were, "Viva Cristo Rey." Long live Christ the King. Because Miguel knew that no purely human authority could ever rule perfectly. They could get a new president. They could get a new government. But they would still fail. They'd still disappoint us. We could have the best government. We could have the best teachers. We could have the best parents. We could have the best priests. And guess what? They're going to fail. They're going to disappoint us. Any politician or any leader who promises that they'll never fail you is lying. There's no way a human authority could be perfect. I've been here 5 months. If I haven't disappointed you or failed you yet, and I probably have, get ready because it's coming. Each of us in leadership will fail. And so we must stake our lives on the one who cannot fail. Cristo Rey, Christ the King. This is the great solemnity that we celebrate today, that we have a ruler, we have someone who is sovereign and supreme, who is perfect in every way, who will rule us with mercy and charity. The gospel today is very striking. Here you have Jesus hanging on the cross. This is the image of his sovereignty. He comes to us in weakness and in humility. He comes to us with wounds. His throne is a cross, the object of torture and humiliation. Yet this is how he comes to us. I think it's partly because if he came in his sovereignty and his supremacy and in his power, we'd be too afraid of him. Who would be able to approach this sovereign king? So he comes to us wounded and weak, inviting us in our wounds and weaknesses into his. Even the good thief here who comes to him today in sinfulness is able to be received by Jesus because of Jesus' weakness. So when we're afraid to go to confession, when we're afraid to approach God in his power, he's there wounded and weak, yet perfect in every way. He's both man and God. He can both heal us and receive us because he has endured everything yet without sin. And so today as we celebrate Jesus as our King, the King of the universe and the King of our hearts, let us come to him saying those words of Blessed Miguel Pro, Viva Cristo Rey, long live Christ the King. Bring him your woundedness, bring him your weakness, so that as he hung upon the cross and reigned as king, he may also reign in your hearts.